If you've been diagnosed with a form of cancer, what orthodox treatment options are available to you? Robert Buckman is a medical oncologist and author of the book, Cancer is a Word, Not a Sentence.
Amazingly, most people think that every single cancer should be treated in exactly the same way. The most important thing to realise, and this is my sort of shtick as it works, but forgive me, but cancer is not a disease. There are over 200 different cancers, each of which requires treatment in a slightly different way. A very, very important point indeed. To put it very simply, there are four major kinds of treatment. There's surgery, which has been around since 5,000 years, actually, it really has, which is obviously a very effective way of cutting out a local disease if the disease is entirely limited to the local area. Then there's a more recent invention, radiotherapy, which you made about 1880, which is a way of giving high doses of ordinary x-rays, but in a very special way, radiotherapy, which actually kills cancer cells in the area where the rays go and nowhere else. And then there is chemotherapy, which are drugs that basically obliterate all growing cells. And then there is something relatively new that's beginning called biologic therapy, or biologics, or biologic response modifiers, as the Americans call them, which are drugs that actually change the behavior of cancer cells and probably represent the future of all around the body or systemic treatment. Now, each individual person and each individual cancer may require different options. For example, even in cancer of the breast, the treatment can go from simply removing the lump of the cancer, the lumpectomy, and some radiotherapy, and depending if you're postmenopausal and certain fingerprints, as it were, on the cancer cells, hormone treatment, or it may require surgery and radiotherapy and chemotherapy in different stages and if there are different characteristics. And some biologics may be useful in certain kinds of breast cancer if this receptor called the HER2 is expressed on the breast cancer cells. One of the things that I do deal with, and this is very important, is there are some cancers that don't require any particular treatment at that moment. For example, the actual way of detecting the cancer may have dealt with the problem. This is not all that common, but in cancer of the cervix, occasionally, if the cancer is small and has not invaded into a large area, the actual biopsy, the cone biopsy, which may have been done, may be all you need. And so the patient is, or the woman is told, and it sometimes comes as a major surprise, you don't need any further treatment. In men, cancer of the prostate, there are many circumstances, and we're doing a lot of research into this area, in which cancer of the prostate, even though it's been diagnosed as cancer of the prostate, doesn't require any treatment. There are certain leukemia called chronic lymphocytic leukemia, may not require any treatment, and most people are absolutely, as we say, gobsmacked. I've got cancer and I don't need treatment, I don't believe it, you doctors are idiots, or something like that. For everything, from no treatment at all to some cancers can be treated by very, very high doses of chemotherapy by taking samples of the bone marrow out and putting them in the fridge, bone marrow transplant or autologous bone marrow transplant, or nowadays stem cell transplant. And that's the other end of the scale, you know, the highest amount of treatment you can possibly imagine. So again, one of the things that I'm stressing is you need to listen past the word cancer. The word cancer doesn't mean a thing. It's just a word. It's not a sentence. To what is your particular situation, what's the cancer going to do if it isn't treated, what are the treatment options, and what suits you best out of the options that are relevant in your particular case.
And what kind of side effects are you likely to get if you go for a treatment?
Well, very importantly, radiotherapy, everybody likes their radiation oncologists much more than they like their medical oncologists. Most people hate me much more than my radiation colleagues. Radiotherapy is, by and large, relatively easy to tolerate. You don't get many general upsets. You get a suntan or a sunburn in some cases where the radiotherapy shines. Most chemotherapy occupies a sort of wide range from a little bit of upset or to no upset at all in some cases to a low upset with nausea and vomiting and hair loss in many cases, depending on the drug, suppression of blood count so that your blood count needs to be watched. And some of the chemos, some of the regimens for dealing with very aggressive lymphomas, cancer of the lymph cells, the therapies are really very tough indeed, but limited in time, 2 or 3 months. 3 months later, the treatment is all finished, the disease is gone, and you're absolutely fine. But for those few months, it can be very tough indeed. The hope is that biologic therapies will actually generally produce much lower side effects and much more easy to tolerate than anything we've now got at the moment.
That's Robert Buckman. His book, Cancer is a Word, Not a Sentence, is published by HarperCollins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.